Americans are asking, why do they hate us?
No amount of goose-stepping can defend the error of the claim that we are fighting terror while we try to justify the same. Double-dealing, domineering, overbearing, lack of caring for the rights and well-being of the rest who get testy and come back at us with attacks against our status and our assets and our lives. When hostility arrives at the CIA, they say the attack is blowback, actually a payback for the knack of the USA to whack another group every other day. And you don't need no fortune-telling notes to know what grows when we put them on their knees with degrees of double standards embedded in wrong-headed foreign policies. Double dealing, domineering, resource stealing, overbearing, lack of caring, caring, caring. W ignores how sore their cores really get from closed doors they've met in sets of regulations with one-sided dispensations that somehow allow the superpower's purse to be first. So then the curse of karma, very ominous, from wrongdoing comes upon us. While W is spewing felonious, sanctimonious claptrap, saying in a season of deprivation the reason people hate our nation is our great freedom to debate. But what the press says doesn't mention all the maiming that we tend to do when we follow guys like W. Reality is clearly not identical to all that verbal sleight of hand and bull of which the politicians are so full. More factual than free speech fantasies are actual cruel realities. The big boot on the throat makes the vote meaningless. That is the distress that has brought about this craziness. Double dealing, domineering, resource stealing, overbearing, treaty tearing, lack of caring, caring. It is so absurd, just the dumbest dodo bird or blank brain think tank talking head would be naive enough to believe the Guff and Dick Cheney's cockamamie excuse to attack Iraq and make another war and more dead. But that's where W and his daddy's crew will take the Fed if we let loose this monster fascist goose. So be nice and don't take W's advice or imitate his stance with his head up the backside of his pants. The real bitch on history's pages to which the rage is fitted is the basic care omitted and the nasty crap committed. Don't be dim-witted, remember to recall, after all the CIA did arrange the fall of the democratically elected who they deselected from Chile to the Congo. So we should know why victim states agitate and get sore at us when the U.S. Army with winks and nods trains notorious death squads for Guatemala and El Salvador and more. There was the plan that put in power the secret police of Iran who ran a shower of blood. So what do you do before you sling mud at them? Take a careful glance when W tells you to fall into a vengeance trance. Before you throw that stone, look at what's homegrown. Double dealing, domineering, resource stealing, overbearing, treaty tearing, lack of caring, clear-cut slashing, world war bashing, freedom smashing, people trashing, lame explaining, other blaming, people bugging, money hugging, global warming, pollution forming, bald-faced lying, weaponizing, death deploying, whale destroying, sea castrating, suicidal escalating, vampire dating, mother mating, ghouls.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Here's an immaturity that sure ain't moral purity. Our demands for clean hands just applies to other guys taking someone else's share and saying that we care about their loss doesn't make us fair or their moral boss in this age when human rage has no lack of ways to blow back. It's been found what goes around doesn't end up far from where we are. There is no messing with that lesson. Ask Ann Landers if double standards will buy them or we or you or me or anybody security to save our hides from the tides of destruction. Be wise and follow good spiritual instruction. Don't pray at a false god's feet. Don't allow the corrupt corporate military political elite to get complete control of the world supply of anything that meets their eye. If we do, then me and you can kiss the earth and what it used to be worth. Goodbye.